Welcome to the Student Centered World Podcast, where we talk about all things hands-on teaching and keeping your energy and sanity in the classroom. This teacher turned consultant is making it her mission to help as many teachers as possible become the best version of themselves and keep their passion for teaching on fire. It's her hope that we never forget why we desire to have a passion for educational progress. This is Student Centered World, and this is Jen Bry Socker.
Thanks for tuning in to the last episode of Season 1 of the Student Centered World podcast. In this first season, we've talked about a lot of things dealing with what goes on inside of our heads as teachers. Many times the outer influences certainly have an effect on our psyche and how we speak to ourselves. However, we also discussed about sometimes it's our inner voices that have a direct effect on what we are doing. This could be due to the way that we were raised or self-talk that we have just learned over the years. There's also things that happen in our personal lives that change our mindset. Whatever the case, often we are our own worst enemy, and this is something that we need to collectively work on. We need to constantly tell ourselves that you cannot control how other people act or react to a situation. You can only control how you act or react to a situation. Teaching isn't easy, and we certainly know in the last few years the landscape of what it means to be an educator has changed dramatically. We aren't dealing with the same students that teachers were dealing with 30, 20, even 10 years ago. We went from having the hat of the role of educator to now a plethora of other helpers to try to meet the needs of each and every student in our classroom. More and more is expected of us, but at no time was the discussion prominent in asking what we needed to be able to accomplish all of those things. I think most teachers can attest to the fact that we do, in fact, want to do what we can to help every single one of our students achieve at their greatest abilities. But we can't be getting dumped on more and more and more without taking a step back to figure out how we could do all of those things in an effective way. There are a lot of naysayers out there saying things like there's simply not enough hours in the day, or I just don't have the ability to do all of these things. While there is some truth in that, that's the new normal for education. We are caregivers, social workers, parents, life coaches, and anything in between, along with those responsibilities that include teaching our children knowledge. This isn't going to change anytime soon. So as I've said before, we can't change the situation itself, but we need to change how we react and interact with that situation. As teachers, we need to be organized. And I'm not talking about having your copies done a day ahead of time. We need to know our students on an individual level to figure out what is going to make him or her tick, what's going to set them off, and what will make sure that they achieve at their greatest possible level. That level's not going to be the same for every single student, but we need to make sure that we're lifting up our struggling students as well as challenging our more advanced ones. This is not easy to do, not by any means, but it's the world that we live in, and if we can find a way to balance this along with all of our other responsibilities as teachers, coaches, family members, and everything else, think about how much less stressed, more productive, and more satisfied we will all be. The greatest change I ever made in the classroom to help alleviate some of the stress was by adapting the student-centered model. As you know, our website, studentcenteredworld.com, teaches teachers how to successfully execute that model in the classroom. When I was able to walk into a room knowing that everything was prepared for my students and was able to literally speak to every single one of them in a meaningful way during class, while I knew every other student at the time was doing what they needed to do to achieve at their highest level, created such a sense of accomplishment and a relaxed feeling on my part in the classroom. Is every single class perfect? No, of course not. Are there discipline issues that pop up? Of course there are. We're teaching kids. It's not going to be perfect. But knowing that most of the time it would be, and that these interruptions were the exception and not the norm, created an entirely different vibe in my room. Even my students would talk about how laid back my classroom always felt and that they could do better there in that. It takes a little extra preparation out of class, but when I'm able to enjoy my craft with my students, it changed everything for me. No longer did I enter class flustered, wondering if my lecture was going to be received well or in a way that my students understood. No longer did I have that surprising moment where all my students did poorly on an assessment when I thought they understood the information because, of course, nobody had any questions. By making my classroom learner-centered, I was able to find out one-on-one what students were struggling with and able to adapt my class every single day for what they needed more of, and in some cases, less of. We know that teaching is a balance between being prepared and also winging it when the tide changes suddenly. Student-centered learning naturally does that, and it also naturally differentiates for every single student in your room. What other method of instruction do you know that does that? You've heard from your administrators before that they want to see more on the students in your classroom, but that itself becomes extremely stressful when you're not sure how to do that. You may think that you understand student-led learning, but I know for a fact when I first started, I didn't. My boss told me to create a student-centered learning environment, but I didn't know what that meant, and there was nothing out there that actually explained how to do it. But I saw the merit in it when I saw how engaged my students became when I gave them a little bit of choice in what their activities were going to be, so I stuck with it. Personally, it took me 5 years to figure it out, but by the time I really nailed down a system, I had students who constantly were coming back into my class, telling me how they had gotten more out of my class than any other class, and it was the best grade that they had ever had. And they would come to me and tell me after they had moved on that they missed my class, or I needed to train their new teacher on my method of instruction because it was so amazing for them. Even students who resisted at first because they were very traditional, expected lecture, came around once they bought in and saw their classmates buy into it. This takes away the stress of teaching. Like I said, not every day is rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes I would come up with an activity for the kids to pick from and they didn't like it, so it didn't go so well. I'm going to go out on a limb though and say that you've tried things before that you didn't like either. Our students are human and we need to remember that. It's not a failure because you tried something and it didn't work. It just didn't work. You just have to find something different. All of education is a trickle-down effect. How you're treated by your superior is a direct correlation to how you perform and then treat others. If your students feel like they're respected in your classroom and are given some autonomy, watch how your classroom management issues start to disappear. They start policing themselves in a way and also just like don't tolerate people being nasty to one another. One of my favorite days was in a low level class that I was teaching, and two kids got into a heated argument over content. Over content. If you want to find a way to make yourself feel like what you're doing matters, having an experience like this take place in your classroom will help you realize that it doesn't matter what other people say, you're doing it right. Change is scary, especially if you've been teaching the same way for a long time. One of the biggest backlashes I get from people about why they don't want to switch to a student-centered classroom is because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. While I don't disagree with that, are you sure it's not broke? Is every single student in your class achieving at their absolute peak level for them? Are the proper kids being challenged in a way that they need and the kids that need a little extra help receiving it as they need it? Are students actively engaged in every single class period? All of them. Student-centered learning doesn't mean the teacher goes away. You certainly have conversations with students individually and can create, based off your plan for that lesson or unit of study, small group instruction where you can have different groups of students come and talk to you through what could be considered a mini lecture on topics where they need it, not where you're just giving blanket information. You're also there to make sure that every student is doing what they need and are getting what they need, and there's so much that goes into the teacher's role in that student-centered classroom, even though the students are the ones that are engaging in the information. Sure, we still have the paperwork and the bureaucratic nonsense, but if you can enjoy what you're doing in the classroom every day, and your students do too, and you're also able to prove based off of data, test scores, and whatever, that what you're doing is making a difference for every single student, imagine the weight that it takes off your shoulders when you can look somebody in the eye and say, I fully love what I'm doing, and look at this, it's working. So that's the note I'm leaving you with at the end of this first season of our podcast. Don't be afraid of change in the classroom. We're all in a spot in society in general where we're all stressed out and we don't know what's coming next. But if you can take that and mold it in a way that benefits you and your students, then the sky's the limit, and how much of your own stress you can alleviate while still making a difference in the classroom, it makes all the difference. Thanks so much for starting this podcasting journey with us. Season 2 will start in a few weeks, where we will still be covering all things teacher mental health, burnout, and making sure your mojo in the classroom is on fire. If you haven't, make sure you check out our website, studentcenteredworld.com, and be sure to subscribe to our email list while you're there, where we will still talk about all things hands-on in the classroom and making your life as a teacher the life you've always dreamed of living. Thanks for listening.